enhanced by the enhancement of the cosmic radiations that's hitting the planet, to where you no longer need the gematria body, because the gematria body is what connects you to the simulation when you study the holonomic brain theory. Now, when we get up here, we're talking about Etherians. Because of what I told you, mu music is liquid architecture. So the Etherian is the same as an Anunnaki. That's all it is. It's a Riskian. A Riskian is an Anunnaki, and Anunnaki is an Etherian. It's an Etherian at its highest state, to where they don't no longer need a body. But you can have, you can incarnate and reincarnate out of this realm if you reach the apex of mastery. Meaning that you're able to move all over the chessboard like a queen, basically. So that can only happen when you activate the Shakti energy. The Shakti energy is when you have the spirit body merging in with dark matter. Dark matter creates the Shakti. The Shakti is the spirit of Melchizedek, who was also known as Mikael, Tehuti, Thoth, right? That is you when you activate the Christ body, to where you activate your Merkabah light ship, just like Michael Jackson did, right? Now, I'm gonna get back to him in a second. Now, this is a good book to read. It's called Hearth, the Hearth book, right? All right. When you see a cube around the physical body, that is basically the personification of a physical entrapment, which is basically an encryption. So that's basically working in tandem with the firmament. Because, like I said, you have a firmament over the planet, then you also have a firmament over your neurological faculties called the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which is basically your neurological clock. Your neurological clock is being tamed by the hexahedron cube of Saturn, because when you understand a square and a circle and a square equates to 360 degrees, because they're able to live on two different dimensional planes. So that's why the circle represents 360 degrees, the square represents 360 degrees, the circle represents the ascension of the golden key, the square represents the Saturn and the moon, which basically sucks out microscopic waves of energy that basically subjugates and then puts an encryption over your physiology, to where you don't activate the non-ether genetical properties in the 9 year in solar cycle 25. So the cube is also a representation of the firmament, because it basically subjugates and it locks down your endocrine system. When your endocrine system is basically stripped out of its, sovereign energy, you can't activate your flower of life. Your flower of life is how you spiral out of here, that's connected to the Fibonacci sequence, your Merkabah light ship, to get up out of the dimensional plane. So that's why, like I said, you have to be in balance by going from Lower Egypt to Upper Egypt, Upper Egypt to Lower Egypt, right? That is basically a representation of the regeneration of the spinal fire. That's why you see the dove at the top, because the dove is the activation of your neurological faculties, to where you're able to ascend out of the dimensional plane. Because it's basically connected to the dielectric field that has a piezoelectric frequency. Piezoelectric frequency works in tandem with the crystals. The crystals of the magnetites and the dendrites is what creates more neurons in the brain. And the more neurons that you have, the more you activate the magnetic field of who you are in a form of magnetism, when you're talking about attraction and propulsion of the Fibonacci sequence of nature, which equates to 137.5 energy. Now, this is basically the personification of Libra and Aries, right? Because that represents the Golden Gate. Because Libra is basically comprised of the energy of Ophiuchus in the Golden Age, which is basically Orion merging in with Sirius star constellation. And the Aries, which is a representation of the hook, represents the silver key, right? But in between these right here, the Libra and Aries, is the pillars of Jack and Boaz that creates the Golden Gate. And that Golden Gate is where the serpentine energy comes out of. That is basically coming out of your crown chakra, which is connected to the hexadecimal number of the 144,000 that activate the 144,000 crystals in the brain, to where you no longer need the body, to where you're able to spiral out. That's why when you're looking at this depiction right here, it shows you the toroidal field in order to get out of this dimensional plane. Now, well, I'm gonna show you some. I went too far into to the presentation, but what I'm basically telling you is that you will no longer be a need a body, as you know. You master yourself. When you master yourself, you activate your Merkaba light ship. When you activate your Merkaba light ship, you become a plasmoid. A plasmoid is a light ball of energy. A light ball of energy is an orb. An orb is an Etherian. An Etherian is an Anunnaki. An Anunnaki is a Riskian. So that's why, like I said, you got to go from neophyte, adept to master in order to become an Etherian. That's what we in this school for. That's what we in this school for, basically. We're here to raise up our frequency and learn from experiences and alchemize the energy to where we become a master. That's what this is all about. This is why this is the year of completion, the year of finality, right? Because 2000, the precessional circle of the equinox, the 24,000 verification period, this is the last reincarnation cycle. This is the last time to get your shit right, right? And now I'm gonna show you a video showing you the plasmoids basically dismantling the UAPs. Excuse me. Now, show this video. Now, this is a guy in the army talking about the plasmoids taking down UAPs. I'm gonna show you this video. I'm sure some of you seen this video. It's been going around online, but nobody really gave a definitive breakdown of what he's basically talking about. He's basically talking about the Etherians, light balls of energy that I was basically talking about, on how to master yourself to where you no longer need a body and you become a ball of energy and Etherian to where you basically go against, you know, the factions of the government.
We are launching the drones up in the sky as of right now in New Jersey and stuff in Texas, everywhere. Like, y'all don't gotta be afraid. Them are man-made drones, and we're doing the launching or whatever. Now, what you do have to be concerned of, my bad, my eye, but is the orbs that's inside the sky that y'all see that's glowing and stuff, that's shooting down drones and all that, that's not a part of us. Them are actually real life aliens. Like, aliens do exist. They're above and they're below us. Yes, they do exist. And 2025 come, there will be a lot more of exposing the truth. Now, I can't say the reason why, but because it's already out here, so I can speak on this. Aliens are real, and we will have to evacuate sooner than later. But just be careful, keep looking up in the sky.
We ain't go, the ones who belong to this planet ain't got to go no damn where. It's only for the people that he working for. He's working for a tyrannical government. It's your people that you, that's got to leave, right? Hold on. Now, notice he said, like I said, he said the orbs of light, the orbs of consciousness, the plasmoids are basically extraterrestrial. And those extraterrestrial are Etherians are Anunnaki. Anunnaki are your so-called black people, the same ones that was on Mars that built the pyramids. This is why they're coming out with so much of everything. This is why they're coming out with the truth, right? And we finna make it make sense to you, right? We finna make it all make sense. Right. Now, let me see. I had a. All right. Now, that's what this is all about. It's about leaving this dimensional plane. Now, we're finna get into the historical and the biblical context of everything that was coming out of the transliteration of the Book of Revelation, which is El's Holy Injil, written by Baba Yanu or Dr. Malakazi York, who was Baba. Now, in the business of planet Earth will cry and weep because of her will, we will see an individual empires of wealth crumble right before, right along with America. When Babylon America goes up in the smoke, businessmen, merchants will lose their lucrative customer. The United States is one of the biggest importers of the world. By virtue of this, the economic destruction of the reaction of those who will witness it, witness in its horror. So Babylon is basically going to fall. So the last time that we was in the not the last time that Pluto, not Pluto, was in Aquarius, because we still have Pluto in Aquarius all the way up until the year of 2043, which is also equated to 19 years. So you, like I said, nine represents alpha and omega completion. Now, the last time that we was in the year of the snake was in the year of 1929. That's when the stock market crashed, and that's when they turned humans into humanoid real estate with social security numbers. So every time that you have a transitional shift during the time period of when the sun is at solar maximum, this is where you start to see a depletion of the financial market, which is basically going to manipulate big business in America. So don't be surprised if the stock market crash in 2025, because just like in 1929, that was the year of the cosmic serpent, 2025 is also the year of the serpent. Now, back to Dr. Yor's publication, the Book of Revelation, transliteration of it. And the New Babylon time was marveled at its for its uniqueness. Today, the people consider no place on earth to be like the United States. No nation on planet earth can compare it to the United States. Its culture influence dominates the world. They will see a glorious America go up with smoke of its burning, which will cause them to cast dust upon their hands and act of sorrow and dismay. And then you also right here it says in El's Holy Injil, Revelations 18:20, so be it happy, because however or not, everyone will be sad to see Babylon completely destroyed. Some will rejoice. The 144,000, we were gonna be happy when this damn shit crumble because of her demise. And who are the Orion skies? Who are the 24 galactic elders and those souls who are basically Aetherians? And those same Aetherians are the same ones that the guy was talking about in the military outfit. He is talking about the 24 galactic heirs, I mean, the 24 galactic elders of the Orion stars or Orion skies, right? Those are basically Aetherians, plasmoids. Those are the plasmoids. Those are the Aetherians that he's basically talking about. He's talking about the 24 galactic elders of the Anunnaki. Revelations 18, 21 and 22. The Anunnaki Elohim with a very large milestone, which will be the upper stone of the rubbing mill and cast it into the sea. By violence will this city Babylon receive her destruction. The same as it ruled the world and wreaked so much havoc and confusion throughout the planet Earth, and will not be found anymore after that. When she falls, there will be no other empires like hers after ever again. So, like I said, this is the last of it. This is the last of the hedonistic activity that's coming from the Western world. Revelations 18, 22, and 23. And there won't be heard in you, the United States of America, and New Babylon from now on, and any sounds of plagues will be over. You won't hear any sounds of the people wailing and bemoaning their state, nor sounds of the harpers, nor any musicians, nor any flutes or any trumpeters. The sound of music will be gone. There won't be any parties, concerts, no nothing, right? We're going to be back in the lockdown again. Dr. York is right. A lot of people owe Dr. Malachi Z. York an apology because he was right the whole time, right? So that basically denotes the fact that what he did was something, prophetic. Revelations 18, 23 and 24. And the light of the lamp of the lighthouse, right, which is the activation of pineal gland when you activate the nine ether genetical faculties, when you have your seven chakra systems in alignment, right? That light is you. That lighthouse is the gamma radiation that will cease to shine out, guiding them to beam upon the seas. The celestial seas will not shine anymore in you, the United States, after that. In the voice of the bridge room and the bride, no more. Yeah, the bridge room and the bride and the more family life of Babylon, known as you see it, cease to exist. It will not be heard in you after that. Your businessmen, politicians, superstars, preachers, priests, pastors, witches, warlocks, who are basically the heads of planet Earth. So that's why I said the meek shall inherit the earth. The first shall be last and the last shall be first, right? Because they were basically controlling planet Earth by way of their sorcery. And they have deceived all nations. And they have tricked the world with tricknology and semantics into worshiping Xuan, the evil reptilian, sometimes called the devil, Satan, Shaitan, Diablos, High Satan, a host of other names. And no one knows that they are the devil worshipers. So that's why you have to, in every time that you disconnect yourself from the material plane, disconnect yourself from people, places, and possessions that create a form of idolatry. So that means that you have to get away from the glamorization of celebrities. I know y'all love these celebrities, but the more that you see the material world fall, the more that you're going to see politicians, celebrities, and things of that nature. They're all going to fall because they're connected to the simulation. Revelations 18, 23, and 24. And in her, Babylon, the United States of America, can be found the blood of the prophets who were persecuted for doing the work of the Most High, the Holy Ones, the 144,000, the chosen ones, who will be raised from all parts of the earth, and the righteous have, we're going to be exist in another timeline. So, Revelations 19, 39, 3 and 4. Then they, the 144,000, said a second time, O-L-O-L, which is a known as El Elyon-El or Elohim of all of his harlots in the great city of New Babylon, and her smoke rose up in the burning cities and totally annihilated by the angelic beings. So the angelic beings that they're talking about is the 24 galactic elders, the four living creatures, the 144,000 plasmoids taking down the UFOs. That's what this is all about. So, with that being said, I got another video to show you, I think. Yeah, I got to show you a video of the plasmoids taking them, the drones down. And this is in Newark that I'm going to be showing you. This is going to be happening in New Jersey. So this happened in New Jersey. This is, the plasmoids, the ball of energy, the Aetherians, the Anunnaki, right? These extraterrestrial entities that this guy was talking about. It's all in the sky right here. I had another video to show you guys, but YouTube wasn't really rocking with it, so I can't really show you guys that video. But I am going to give a brief synopsis about everything that I talked about tonight for those coming in. Oh, I forgot to talk about Jimmy Carter. Like I said, this is why you have a manipulation within the factions of the simulation. These glitches is operated by interface transition. Jimmy Carter, like I said, they said he was he died. He was the 39th president, and he died at 100 on December 29th, 2024. But it says right here, former President Jimmy Carter passes away at 98 in the year of 2023. So somebody lying. It's either somebody's lying, or like I said, you're seeing a glitch within the Matrix system. The reason you're seeing a glitch is because, like I said, these gamma radiations is these plasma particles that's coming in is basically ionized particles. It's being used to cause an awakening. So that's why it's imperative to understand that during this time period, we got to get our shit together. I know I'd be telling y'all all the time, get your shit together. Stay off the airplanes, right? It's time to stay off the airplanes because it's going to happen more and more. The more we raise up in frequency, the more we raise up our mental faculties, the more that we tap into our spirithood, the more that we tap into our godhood, the more we tap into trying to tap into the energy of the spirit of Melchizedek, the more that you're going to see the manipulation of everything in third density and everything within the construct of the atmosphere in third density. Because The year of the snake is the year of the cosmic serpent. The year of the cosmic serpent represents growth and transformation and a culmination process that puts you in alignment with the seven celestial bodies that works in tandem and correspond with your physiology. So this is basically telling you to get your ass in alignment, to get your ass in alignment because the material world is starting to fall because the demiurge is no longer in control of the three-dimensional matrix system because we're shifting to a fifth-dimensional system, which is based on the metaphysical energy of a fifth-dimensional civilization. So that's why when you're in solar cycle 25, when the sun is at solar maximum, it has the ability to influence historical events, right? So not only does that, it has the ability to raise up your genetics. It has the ability to cause a malfunction in technology and commercial flights, which is why you see snakes on the plane because the Kundalini energy, the consciousness of the planet is being activated by the non-ether, and that non-ether is causing the awakening of planet Earth that activates the chakra points of planet Earth. That is your spirit of Melchizedek. That is your Shakti energy. That is your soul of man or Solomon's temple. When you go from neophyte, adept to master to where you no longer need a body, when you no longer need a body, that's when you tapped into the metaphysical codex of your toroidal field. And your toroidal field works in tandem with the liquid crystal polarization when you activate the Christ body. When you activate the Christ body, you work it in tandem with seven heaven, seven star constellations in the Orion star constellation, which is the epitome of the star Polaris, which is the great source. So I'm not, for those coming in, you can go back and watch the video. It's a lot of information in this video. Like I said, man, like Dr. Phil Valentine said, this is the final countdown. 2025 is the year of completion, finality. It's the end of a system that had a whole bunch of hedonistic concepts to it. Everything within the factions of the third density is based on instant gratification. Now we on a new timeline where everything is going to be based on the delayed gratification. The delayed gratification for those who's been doing the work, for those who've been doing the shadow work in order to connect with their higher self, which is also known as your Zohar body. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the rise of the chosen ones or the 144,000. Like I said, I already know it's not a certain demographic of people. It's a frequency, right? Because when you activate the Christ consciousness, that is the hexadecimal number of the 144,000. 1 plus 4 plus 4 equals 9. 9 ether. 9 ether is activated by the cosmic serpent of the year 2025 that activates the chakra points of planet Earth and the chakra points within you to where you're able to connect with the Fibonacci sequence of planet Earth, to where you're able to ascend out of the dimensional plane by activating the flower of life within you. To where you become a plasmoid, an Aetherian, a master, right? An Anunnaki. Life is school for the soul.
10:14. We will put an end to this madness.
It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. Karma's gonna get to you and then you'll have a chariot with only one less friend. Now I had distant folks that are looking to my eyes to understand the wisdom he's given and his wealth from the skies. So thanks for this meal that I'm about to receive, and thank you for my health and all the good memories. Thanks for the courage taking on another day when I used to not believe, but now I know about grace. Stay away from the fire cause the flames does burn. Go with your gut feeling, when it's wrong you learn. For every one step I take, the Lord takes two. And do unto others if you want it done unto you. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. This a completion, the selfish Proto-Grecian, Amerindian, Phoenician. I'm the last of the Mohicans, the bastard of the land, the pen, melanin, accretion. And we just trying to get back to the fact that we were kings and queens of a land before the avalanche seized it. I live on Turtle Island with the rest of the diseased.
better than the medicine for seven different treatments. Niggas try to ride away but end up getting seasick. The sleep can feel my words like Braille and they're awakened with the penmanship of Hindu script written in them vacant monastery. Honorary payments to the prototype. Tomorrow's only a day away but nothing happens overnight. The fuck's wrong with going left when you know it's right? Biting off more than I can chew, that's an overbite. Black on black crime is like watching two soldiers fight when all along they was on the same page. History. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land.